Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's sermon is based on Matthew chapter 27, verses 11 through 54, the Passion account of our Lord. In any widespread crisis, tragedy, pandemic, or disaster, it is natural for people to raise the question, where is God in all of this? If God is all-powerful and all-merciful, why doesn't he stop this pandemic? Is it that he can't? Or that he won't? If he won't, why not? Doesn't he care? There is no answer to this quandary that would satisfy the human mind. If this pandemic is on account of our sin, then why is anybody spared? If it is for discipline, then aren't there other ways? But the answer that God gives is that the answer to why in all disease and suffering and death is found for us in the sending of his own Son to suffer and die at the hands of sinful men for the sins of the world. If God is powerful enough to stop a virus but doesn't, he's cruel. If he's merciful enough to stop it but doesn't, he's weak. That's all human reason can do. But when you have to add in the fact that God himself suffers with us and for us, he is no longer cruel, nor is he weak. He has the right to expect our trust, and we have the duty to believe his favor toward us. For if God did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how much more can we be sure that he can and will give us every good thing? The fact that God will give us every good thing is a pledge and a guarantee, sealed by the Holy Spirit through whom we have received it. That is why we can wait on the Lord with patience and confidence. His plans never fail, and all things happen in a time that aligns with his purpose. Many times did the Lord Jesus slip through the hands of his enemies, because his time had not yet come. But the Sunday before his betrayal, death, and burial, he knew the time had come. So he had his disciples fetch a donkey and bring it to him, that he may ride triumphantly into the city where his Father had already planned for him to die. So too, there will be a time, an appointed time, when the order of this world and the kingdom of grace within it will come to an end, and the church will attain to the glory it has been promised in the world to come. In this, we wait for God with patience, just as he is patient with us, not wishing that any should perish, but that all would reach repentance. Wouldn't it be nice if we were waiting on God to tell us when it's okay to stop self-isolating in this present crisis and finally be able to open up to society again? In the wake of this virus pandemic, we have been told to stay home for an indefinite period of time, to be determined at a later date, when the people who are to figure out and decide such things have more information for us. God has a plan, but does our government have a plan? And so we wait for our deliverance from isolation and unemployment without any real indication of what the end game is. This virus is scary. Economic shutdown is scary. Expansion of emergency governmental powers is scary. But what can be even scarier is experiencing all these things with no clear vision of what victory will look like. Something like, "These are the signs when we have conquered the virus and you can leave your home again." That would be nice. The time of Christ's next coming is even less predictable, but at least the outcome is assured. At least we know that our waiting is not in vain. If you've ever been lost, you know that the most anxious aspect of it is that you don't know which way to turn, which way will lead you to where you need to go. You can guess and start walking, but if you start down the wrong road, you could be moving further away from where you need to be. You feel paralyzed when you're lost. That's the way it is with all uncertainty, with the government response to COVID-19, as well as ours personally. But we know that with God, nothing done in His name, according to His word and will, is done in vain. Much less is it harmful. Therefore, pray to the Lord for what you would ask. Love your neighbor and serve him in service to Christ. Do all things with joy and thanksgiving. You lack nothing, because you have been given an inheritance of salvation that is not from you, but for you. It is easy to think that it's easy for God to give all things. After all, He created the heavens and the earth and everything in it in 6 days. It seems He took His time. But our salvation took Him a lot longer. From the time sin entered into the world and death and disease, from that time forward, He was working towards bringing about His plan of salvation, where He freely gives the forgiveness of sins. But this wasn't like the first creation. Forgiveness is an effective word, but it's not quite like "let there be light." "Let there be light," and there was light, didn't cost God anything. But "let there be forgiveness of sins" cost God His only begotten Son. This Sunday of the Passion, as we enter into Holy Week, we have seen in the Passion reading the patient suffering and death the Son of God endured for us and for the sin of the whole world. He was betrayed, slandered, beaten, handed over, mocked, nailed to a cross, despised by men whom He came to save. The word of forgiveness spoken to you, true believer, is not a free word, but a purchased one. Jesus Christ ransomed us from our futile ways, not with perishable things like gold or silver, but with His holy, precious blood and innocent suffering and death. Such a treasure stored up in heaven, moth and rust cannot decay. Neither can thieves break in and steal. It is your inheritance held in trust, not in the volatile economy of federal banks and stock markets, but in trust in the stable economy of salvation, according to the plan of God that was purposed before the foundation of the world. Where is God in this pandemic? He's still working all things according to the purpose of glorifying His Son among the nations and gathering His sheep to Himself. As we are isolated in body, let us remain united in the spirit of the bond of peace, knowing that this crisis too shall pass. and our work and suffering are not in vain. For God is faithful, and we are closer now to the crown of glory than when we first believed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.